Mendel and Heredity. Section 4. Beyond Mendelian Heredity. Suppose a horse that has red hair mates with a horse that has white hair. The offspring of the horses has both red and white hair on its body. How can this be? Shouldn't the colt's hair be one color or the other? Not always. In fact, most characters are not inherited in the simple patterns identified by Mendel. Although Mendel was correct about the inheritance of the traits that he studied, most patterns of inheritance are more complex than those that Mendel identified. Many genes, many alleles. If you look at people and animals around you, you will notice a variety of physical features, as Figure 9 shows. Why do so few of these features have only two types? First, not all genes have only two alleles. Second, not all characters are controlled by one gene. The Mendelian inheritance pattern is rare in nature. Other patterns include polygenic inheritance, incomplete dominance, multiple alleles, and codominance. Polygenic inheritance. When several genes affect a character, it is called a polygenic character. For example, eye color is affected by several genes. One gene controls the relative amount of greenness of the eye, and another gene controls brownness. The recessive condition in both cases is blue eyes. Other genes also affect eye color. Sorting out the effects of each gene is difficult. The genes may be on the same or different chromosomes. Other examples of polygenic characters in humans are height and skin color. In fact, most characters are polygenic. Incomplete dominance. Recall that in Mendel's pea plant crosses, one allele was completely dominant over the other. In some cases, however, an offspring has a phenotype that is intermediate between the traits of its two parents. This pattern is called incomplete dominance. When a snapdragon that has red flowers is crossed with a snapdragon that has white flowers, the offspring have pink flowers. Neither the red allele nor the white allele is completely dominant over the other. The pink flowers simply have less red pigment than the red flowers do. Multiple alleles. Genes that have three or more possible alleles are said to have multiple alleles. For example, multiple alleles exist for hair color in cats. Still, only two alleles for a gene can be present in one individual. The determination of dominance may be complex. In humans, the ABO blood groups, or blood types, are determined by three alleles, capital IA, capital IB, and lowercase I. Figure 10 shows how various combinations of the three alleles can produce four blood types, A, B, AB, and O. The capital IA and capital IB alleles cause red blood cells to make certain molecules. The letters A and B refer to the two kinds of molecules. The lowercase I allele does not cause either molecule to be made. So, both the capital IA and capital IB alleles are dominant over lowercase I. But capital IA and capital IB are not dominant over each other. So, a person who has both capital IA and capital IB alleles has type AB blood. A person who has two lowercase I alleles has type O blood. Codominance. For some characters, two traits can appear at the same time. Codominance is a condition in which both alleles for the same gene are fully expressed. The genetics of human blood groups, which was discussed above, is also an example of codominance. A person who has capital IA, capital IB alleles will have type AB blood because neither allele is dominant over the other. Type AB blood cells make both A-type and B-type molecules. Genes affected by the environment. Genes are the key to life, but there is more to life than genes. Phenotype can be affected by conditions in the environment, such as nutrients and temperature. For example, temperature affects the fur color of the Arctic fox, shown in Figure 11. During summer, genes in the fox's skin cells cause pigments to be made. These pigments make the fox's coat darker. Dark fur color helps the fox blend in with grass or woods. But during cold weather, the genes stop causing pigment to be made. Then, the fox's fur grows white, and the fox can blend in with the winter snow. In humans, many of the characters that are partly determined by heredity are also affected by the environment. For example, a person's height is partly hereditary. Tall parents tend to produce tall children. But nutrition also affects height. A person who has an unhealthy diet may not grow as tall as he or she could have. Many aspects of human personality and behavior are strongly affected by the environment, but genes also seem to play an important role. Genes linked within chromosomes. Many traits do not follow Mendel's laws, but Mendel's P traits did. Why? One reason is that Mendel studied the simplest kinds of heredity, characters determined by one gene that has two alleles. Also, he studied characters that are determined by independent genes. Recall how meiosis relates to the law of independent assortment. If genes are on different chromosomes, the alleles for each gene can be sorted independently. Then, each set of alleles can be recombined in any way. For example, in the pea plants, the two alleles for seed color could be combined in any way with the two alleles for seed shape. Some genes are close together on the same chromosome. During meiosis, genes that are close together on the same chromosome are less likely to be separated than genes that are far apart. Genes that are close together, as well as the traits that they determine, are said to be linked. You've reached the end of this chapter. Before moving on, review the main points of this section by reading the summary. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions. Your teacher may want you to apply your knowledge by completing the lab exercise on the following pages. The chapter review and standardized test preparation will give you additional practice using what you've learned.